It had been 457 days since Dane had seen Lacey in person. Too damn long. He reached for her hands and then drew her close, placing one soft kiss on each cheek, and inhaling the sweet smell that he remembered, a combination of citrus and floral with an underlying hint of musk. To anyone else, it was Chanel Coco Noir. To Dane, it was the smell of Lacey that he remembered from the day they'd met, and their only afternoon together, the day before her sister's double wedding in Nassau. The smell he'd dreamed of, which had carried him through those long afternoons out at sea when they were tagging sharks miles from shore. Lacey. Her slim fingers trembled against his palms. A shy smile lifted her supple lips and sent Dane's pulse into overdrive.
Hi,
she said softly. Her blonde curls fell in thick spiral ropes across her tanned, lean shoulders. She wore a royal blue halter dress that fell to the middle of her thighs, revealing her long, toned legs. It just barely covered the edge of the scar Dane knew held the worst of her fears. Dane lowered his lips to one of her slender hands and pressed a soft kiss to it. All those months of emails, phone calls, and video chats came rushing back. They had never been enough, but his demanding travel schedule as founder of the Brave Foundation made it almost impossible to steal away for a weekend, and Lacey was working day and night in hopes of obtaining a promotion. So even if he had found the time, she probably wouldn't have been able to break away. Brave's mission was to use education and innovative advocacy programs to protect sharks, and in a broader sense, the world's oceans. Dane's passion for saving and educating had begun right after college, and had only grown since. He'd created a life around doing what he loved, and now he lived on a boat off the coast of Florida, where Brave's headquarters were located. He had a small administrative staff and was well-connected enough to have temporary staff and volunteers in the areas where he worked. When he wasn't in the water, he could be found running the foundation, which required heavy travel, a busy social calendar, and a boatload of ass-kissing. Unfortunately, over those months, his and Lacey's schedules hadn't come together.
"Are you going to introduce me, or just block the aisle?"
Dane's younger brother Rex pushed in between them. Dane shook his head to clear his thoughts. Rex was a year and a half younger than him and had worked their family ranch for years, which was apparent in his brawny cowboy build. Dane turned to face his brother with a joking sneer.
"Isn't Jade around here somewhere?" Dane asked.
A year earlier, Rex had fallen in love with Jade Johnson, and their love had brought a long-standing family feud to a head and then to a long overdue end. Dane had never seen his brother so happy. Rex and Jade had bought the property in between the two families' ranches in western Colorado and had recently built a house there. As he stared into Rex's dark eyes, he had a momentary flash of unease. His height matched Rex's 6'3", but his brother's arms were as thick as tree trunks, and the way his tux stretched tightly over his massive chest would turn on any woman. He knew his brother's ever-present 5 o'clock shadow and longish hair gave him a bad boy quality that had sent even the strongest women into a state of rapture. But Dane also knew that there was no need for a silent warning, or even a hint of possessiveness where Lacey was concerned. Rex had eyes only for Jade, and he was all too aware that Lacey wasn't his to possess.
"Step aside."
Rex pushed his massive forearm across Dane's chest and held out a hand to Lacey.
"I'm Rex, Dane's brother. You must be Lacey."
Lacey blushed.
"Yes, hi," she said.
Her eyes darted to Dane, and the surprise in them was blatant.
"He's mentioned me?"
Rex laughed.
"Oh, he might have mentioned you once or twice."
He cracked a crooked smile at Dane.
"Pleasure to meet you, Lacey. No wonder Dane was so distracted during the ceremony."